Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Scott Sandlin, who's Senior Vice President of Residential Sales for Shaw Industries. Scott, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm fantastic. Sitting in Kona, Hawaii this morning, so it's hard to be bad.
Yeah, it's real early there. Thanks for getting up early. You're going to run in, it's called the Kona Ironman Triathlon for St. Jude. I mean, this is the championship. This is the top of the top. And congratulations on that. You're 55 years old, so this is amazing that you're able to do this. And this race is Saturday. What's the weather look like for Saturday?
It is hot. The sun is intense out here. You know, but Chattanooga's been hot as well, so I've been training in that. It's supposed to be in the 90s with 90% humidity and the sun beating down on you. So it'll be warm. It's known to be one of the hottest triathlons in the world.
So this is a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a 26.2-mile run. So that's 140.6 miles. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, the part that scares me a little bit is the swim. I went out yesterday and did a practice swim, first time I've ever actually swam in the ocean.
Yeah.
I just hope I make a turn out there at the buoy at 1.2 miles or I could end up in Fiji or somewhere.
Well, yeah. They say it's salt water, too. You're a little bit more buoyant. Do you feel a difference on top of the surface?
Yeah, but when you're in there with 2,400 athletes, there's so much chaos.
Oh,
but buoyancy is the last thing on your mind. It's from getting kicked in the head, your goggles knocked off, somebody pulling on you. I mean, it's chaos.
Yeah. I'm glad you threw that number out. There's 100,000 people that want to compete at Kona, and only 2% get to go. So you just said it's around 2,400 athletes. That's amazing.
Yeah, they actually had a parade of nations last night. It's almost like an Olympic thing, which was pretty cool. There's like 650 athletes from the U.S., and really there's 1,800 from around the world. So, I mean, it's an international event.
Tell me how this came about.
Well, Kemp, St. Jude called me and asked me in July if I would be interested in being the first St. Jude hero to participate in the Ironman World Championships. And that would be like calling our former president, Randy Merritt, and saying, Randy, we've got a spot in the Masters for you.
Yeah.
And I just was in awe, and I just said yes. Uh-huh. And I said, when is it? And they said October. And I said, whoa. So anyway, I had 15 weeks, and as you know, most folks train for about a year for these things.
Yeah.
So I had to get after it, but they got me a coach. We've gotten after it, so it's been good.
Yeah. Tell us what a hero is.
Well, St. Jude heroes are folks that donate money to St. Jude and participate in their events and, you know, donate at certain levels. So St. Jude is really trying hard to get the St. Jude heroes involved more in endurance athletic events. Yeah. You know, they do a great job around the country with all the marathons and the walk. And we all wear our St. Jude singlet with the St. Jude hero logo on it. It's kind of a band of brothers, a fraternity, so to speak. It's just a great group of folks that support St. Jude.
And they've figured out some mechanism for fundraising on this as well, right?
I tell you, St. Jude is a communication and marketing machine. They have helped me do that with a lot of work. I've been over to Memphis several times training. But, Kemp, what's been amazing is just the industry support. I mean, we work in a great industry.
We do. So if you don't mind, I mean, I know you had a goal, and you've surpassed that goal, right?
Well, we set it in Memphis a few weeks ago of $30,000.
Yeah.
And we started last week. 4 days into it, we were north of 30.
Yeah.
They did exactly what Vance does at Shaw. They reset the goal and put it at 40.
Yeah.
And sitting here this morning, about 5 a.m. Hawaii time, we're at $39,400. I'm blown away. I'm amazed and just honored how people have stepped up on this thing.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. So you've gotten tremendous support from the people in the floor covering industry?
Tremendous. I mean, it's emotional almost. I was talking to Kara about it last night, my wife, and she said, Scott, she said, people just care about, she said they care about me. I'm not sure about that, but she said they care about St. Jude and the difference you and Shaw and all the folks in the industry have made to help kids like Kiara, who has kind of been my inspiration. And she's a great young lady who just turned 11 years old, recovering from brain cancer, and her and her family, I've become close with them. And so you do it. You know, it's interesting. In the triathlon world, the four worst words are, your tire is flat. In life, the four worst words you could possibly hear is, your child has cancer.
Yeah.
And that's why we're committed to making a difference with this thing.
Yeah. What What do you think about it? This is going to take, how long does it take you to do this?
It will take me probably 13-14 hours.
Okay.
The ocean swim slows you a little bit. It doesn't matter how well you swim. I'm going to probably be an hour and a half in the ocean, probably 6.5 on the bike. These are rough, you know. Yeah. I mean, then you got to run a marathon. So you got to get through the marathon, and that's another 5 hours or so, depending on if you got any legs left. You get off that bike, and it'd be interesting to see how much you have left.
What do you think about in your head when you're doing all that?
You know what I do, and it may sound a little, but I put WPK on my left arm with a verse to support that, and that stands for Warrior Princess Kiara, which is what her parents call her. And I think you remember this. On my right forearm, I put CMB, and that's Christian Mosley Bryant, who, you know, tragically passed away in her senior year there in Chattanooga at GPS, and that's how I got started in all this. So you look down at your forearms, and you realize whatever pain you're feeling is not all that bad.
Yeah, well, kudos to you for doing it. I know it's going to be a tough athletic event, and all the right reasons. Now, if anybody wants to still continue to give, I guess they can Google St. Jude Hero, get to a website and give you some money if you want to, right?
Yeah, really Google St. Jude Inspire, and there's an article on there.
Okay.
That's the fastest way. And a video, I'd love for them to watch the video because Kiara's on there through a donation link right there. So, you know, hey, 5, 10, 100, whatever. It all helps these kids. The cure rate's 80%. And as one of the moms said to me when I was training in Memphis, she said, don't quit because my daughter was in the other 20%. So let's go. Let's get it to 100.
Okay, good luck to you on Saturday, and I'm sure you'll finish. Scott, it's good to talk to you. Again, been talking to Scott Sandlin, the Senior Vice President of Residential Sales at Shaw Industries, about his race Saturday in Hawaii. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.